What to do with immigrant kids' cell phone privacy? I'm Barton Eckert. Texas GOP Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn say Congress must move to shore up immigration laws that put children in jeopardy. After a tour of a temporary immigrant children's shelter near the border, Cruz said he hopes a bipartisan effort will follow President Trump's executive order to keep families together.
President, listen to the concerns that were expressed by me, by Senator Cornyn, by Texans and people all across the country, that kids should stay with their families. And my hope is, in the coming days and weeks, we will see Republicans and Democrats coming together.
Immigration officials say 500 immigrant children are now back with their parents. The U.S. Supreme Court is giving privacy advocates a win. Correspondent Joe Johns has information on the big decision handed down Friday.
Generally, a warrant is needed to be obtained by the government if it wants to track individuals' locations through cell phone records over an extended period of time.
Jim Roop reports a Northern California power company says it could pay upwards of $10 billion in connection with last year's deadly wildfires.
Of the 21 Northern California wildfires last year, the California Department of Forestry has determined the cause of 14 of them so far, and several were caused by downed power lines. Pacific Gas and Electric filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it expects to pay at least $2.5 billion by the end of the quarter, June 30th, and could reach $10 billion plus as it is facing some 200 lawsuits and has paid nearly $1 billion in insurance claims so far.
The Pentagon suspending military exercises in South Korea to help advance talks with North Korea, that according to Defense Secretary James Mattis. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. With the Supreme Court ruling that states can now charge an online sales tax, the Comptroller's Office in Maryland says consumers and business owners will all be impacted.
The real impact will be now if you go online and buy your stuff online, you're going to have to pay sales tax.
Joe Shapiro is Director of Communications for the Maryland Comptroller's Office and says as for small businesses...
For one thing, it will level the playing field for our small and local businesses who are located in the state.
Who've already been paying their tax share, the state will also reap more taxes.
Now this allows us to begin collecting taxes on transactions from any online realtor.
The new online taxes will go into effect within weeks. Early voting in Maryland has attracted a record number of people to the polls.
Across Maryland, 56% more people voted in this year's gubernatorial primary than the one in 2014, according to the Baltimore Sun. Spokesperson for Montgomery County's Board of Elections, Marjorie Rohr, tells WMAL,
"This year we finished off with 36,685.
Compared to around 18,000 in 2014. It boils down to this.
We did have a lot of open races on the ballot and a lot of candidates vying for those races.
Six Democrats are running for governor and six for Montgomery County Executive. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And attorneys for former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort want a judge to bar any mention of Manafort's connections to the president at his Virginia trial. Manafort's lawyers filed their motion Friday in federal court in Alexandria ahead of next month's scheduled trial. Manafort is charged in Virginia with hiding millions of dollars from the IRS that he earned advising Ukrainian politicians. He faces a separate indictment in Washington. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. That's a stalled car on the Beltway Interloop, right past the 270 Spur. It's off on the right shoulder, a little onlooker delay. Suitland Parkway outbound, just past 5th Sterling Southeast, right side block. That's a crash. Aren't seeing any problems on the Virginia or Maryland freeways this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. We have a 20% chance of showers throughout the afternoon, increasing as the day moves on with heavy rain possible, about a 60% chance, high 86. Rain chances go down through the overnight as we head into Sunday. Sunday's high close to 90. Right now it's overcast 68 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Rosell live at noon. Right on Retirement at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L. And branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Great things happen when people use the cloud to work together. At McAfee, we build advanced cybersecurity from device to cloud so organizations are empowered to invent life-saving cures, smarter investment models, and cleaner energy. Without protected technology, these innovations might never happen. We support fearless innovators who are making our world a better place. McAfee, the device-to-cloud cybersecurity company.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is the first weekend of summer. And man, is the heat on in Washington and is the heat on across the country. What a week. And I guess it all depends on what you listen to, what you watch, and how often you watch and listen as to how you're feeling this morning. Some people sort of tangentially catch the news. They don't live it and breathe it. They're not watching Fox News or CNN or listening to WMAL throughout the day. So you may have completely different perspectives depending on how often you listen and watch and where you're watching. A lot of it today is where you get your news from. If you get your news from CNN or MSNBC or the major broadcast networks, you have a really completely different look at what's going on in the country and around the world than if you're watching Fox News or maybe listening to WMAL. It's just different perspectives. And if you've been watching and listening this week, the intensity over the immigration debate. It's just over the top. The tension in this country, the attitudes, the things that are being said on TV and on the radio, and again, misinformation, the Time magazine cover. Now, if you haven't seen the cover, you probably have heard about the Time magazine cover. But if you haven't heard about it, this is sort of what was the rallying cry for many people this week, was the image on the cover of Time magazine of a young immigrant child who was crying, and President Trump is towering over her in this photo. So it is a photoshopped picture to begin with, and the image is obviously one that is intimidating, and the implication is that this was a two-year-old child who had come in from Honduras with her mother. They had been met at the border by the Border Patrol agents, and the impression given by Time magazine's cover was that the family was to be separated. The daughter was going to be taken away from her mother. The two-year-old child from Honduras would be taken from her mother. Well, here's how the Washington Post characterized the story. It's written by Aaron Blake at the Washington Post. Time magazine's major mistake on the crying girl cover. There are examples of children separated from parents who immigrated illegally playing out nationwide, and well-meaning people across the political spectrum have taken a stand and forced change. Unfortunately, they made their most iconic image something that wasn't a family being separated and ultimately undermines their cause. So, Time magazine stood by the cover. Now, at one point, they issued a correction, and then they decided to stand by the cover. So the update from Time magazine, the editor-in-chief, is Edward Felsenthal, said in a statement, "The June 12th photograph of the two-year-old Honduran girl became the most visible symbol of the ongoing immigration debate to America for a reason. Under the policy enforced by the administration prior to its reversal this week, those who crossed the border illegally were criminally prosecuted, which in turn resulted in the separation of children and parents. Our cover and our reporting capture the stakes of this moment." Even though that two-year-old child was not separated from her mother. David Begnaw is with CBS, and David Begnaw went down to the border, and David talked to the Border Patrol agent. Actually, this is what happened.
The Border Patrol has told us probably five times over the last 24 hours that the family was never separated while they were in the custody of Border Patrol, not at the scene or in the first 72 hours that they were in the custody of the Border Patrol. Here now is that agent.
We were patrolling the border. It was after 10 o'clock at night. We asked her to set the kid down in front of her, not away from her. She was right in front of her. And so we can properly search the mother. So the kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, "Are you doing okay? Is the kid okay?" And she said, "Yes." And she's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night. It took less than 2 minutes. As soon as the search was finished, she immediately picked the girl up, and the girl immediately stopped crying.
And that's what happened. Wow. Take a look at that Time magazine cover next time you're out there. Think of the credibility of Time magazine when you look at that cover, okay? And that cover really ratcheted up the intensity around the country. And, you know, there's so many things we could lead with and so many things we could talk about, but that picture is really the iconic image of the week. And you need to know what the Washington Post said. Time magazine's major mistake on the crying girl cover, as penned by Aaron Blake. We're going to talk with the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. Dan Patrick will be joining us later on this morning, and he'll give us a little, probably different perspective than what you may have seen and heard in most of the major news outlets, perspectives on immigration. The focus, of course, CNN and everyone's focus this week has been on 2,500 children. But it's a bigger story, it's a bigger picture, and that's not to minimize the impact on separated children and families. I think we all have some compassion there and are sensitive to that issue. It's a tragedy, but it's not the only thing that's happening at the border. It's not the only part of the story, and we'd like to try and present a little broader picture of what's happening and why this is happening. If you look at the requests for asylum, they've increased 1,700%. And we'll get into those numbers. The asylum from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, the asylum requests to the United States skyrocketing. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody is talking about what is happening in Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador with the gang violence and the drugs and the cartels, the murders of politicians in Mexico, 113 politicians been murdered. Nobody's talking about the root of the problem. Nobody's talking about any solutions. Where's the UN? Wasn't somebody trying to do something to help in these countries so people don't want to leave their countries, so they can stay in their homelands with their families and their heritage? But nobody's talking about that. One mayor in El Salvador, though, with the help of American funding, was able to take over the center city. They have a park in the center city, and with some help from American funding, he was able to reclaim that park. It's now become a center of the city, and they're actually chasing the gangs out of the city with the help of American funding. Probably won't hear that story anywhere, although I will credit Omar Villafranco at CBS, who did that story. But he and I are the only ones talking about it, unfortunately. It's an amazing situation that we're facing, and we will also, as well as talking to the Lieutenant Governor from Texas, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll talk with John Gizzi. We've also got Jennifer Harper coming up from the Washington Times. So we've got quite a lot to cover this morning on this Saturday morning update. We'll check the traffic and weather. James Stanley's over in the traffic center.
Rick, thank you and good morning. We have a couple of problems to tell you about. We'll start with this disabled vehicle on the Beltway Interloop from the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. It's just past the 270 spur, so a little delay starting to build through there off the right shoulder. Here in the district, we've got some pothole repair happening on 295 northbound right before Benning Northeast. It's off on the left side of the roadway. Just getting word of a crash on the southeast freeway. That's 695 westbound right before M Street Southeast. It's off on the right side of the roadway. Far right lane is partially blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is the first weekend of summer, if you survived the summer solstice earlier in the week. And for today, you guessed it, afternoon thunderstorms. High temperature today, 84 degrees. We have a 50-50 chance of rain. Sunday looks partly cloudy with a high of 88. Clouds on Monday up to 83. Cloudy Tuesday, 81. More thunderstorms coming Wednesday, high of 84. So a fairly mild first week of summer here in the Washington area. We are heading up to 84 this afternoon, currently 67 in Washington. We're at 618. It is the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And there's been a lot of talk about the upcoming midterms and messaging and the Democrats, a lot of talk about the Democrats. What are they running on? They're strictly running against Trump. Big questions of how they're going to rally their base. Well, they certainly feel as though they've found the issue this week. And some of the things that have been said are just off the rails. Now, there have been comparisons of the Border Patrol agents to Nazis and to terrorists. These are Border Patrol agents. Many of them are Hispanic. Something like 50% of the Border Patrol agents are of Hispanic origin. But Donnie Deutsch, you know, the ad executive that somehow is now a pundit on MSNBC. I'm not sure where he got his credibility to do that. You know, he was Mr. Ad Guy that used to talk about all the ad campaigns. Well, Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC, here's the comparison to Nazis.
We can no longer say Trump's the bad guy. If you vote for Trump, you're the bad guy. Mm-hmm. If you vote for Trump, you are ripping children from parents' arms. If you vote for Trump, then you, the voter, you, not Donald Trump, are standing at the border like Nazis going, you here, you here.
If I voted for Donald Trump, I'm standing at the border like a Nazi, ripping children from their arms. Okay, Donnie. What'd you have for breakfast the other morning? How about Cynthia Nixon? She's a Democratic candidate for governor in New York. This is Cynthia Nixon. Here's the reference to terrorists.
ICE has strayed so far from its mission. It's supposed to be here to keep Americans safe, but what it's turned into is frankly a terrorist organization of its own that is terrorizing people who are coming to this country.
They have strayed so far from the interests of the American people and the interests of humanity. We need to abolish it.
Oh, okay. So let's abolish ICE. That's good. You notice how she talked about ICE straying off the mission? She didn't mention Mueller straying off the mission, did she? Just ICE. Okay, so ICE are terrorists, and if you voted for Trump, Donnie Deutsch takes the stretch, you're a Nazi. It's really, really, really great content over there at MSNBC. How about Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC?
The First Lady of the United States went to the border today, which was a good thing, but she did not accomplish as much as that little girl standing up to the First Lady's husband on the cover of Time magazine.
In the fabricated, misrepresented photograph. Well done, Lawrence. Well, that's just a sense of what's going on. Now let's turn to the president. The president obviously tweeting, the president under a lot of pressure this week, the House under a lot of pressure, but the House once again failed to get anywhere on legislation. So the president was at the White House yesterday afternoon, and he had an event where he honored the Angel families. And these are families who have lost a child to either crime or an accident or something involving an illegal immigrant. And this is what President Trump had to say at the White House yesterday.
These are the stories that Democrats and people that are weak on immigration, they don't want to discuss, they don't want to hear, they don't want to see, they don't want to talk about. No major network sent cameras to their homes or display the images of their incredible loved ones across the nightly news. They don't do that. They don't talk about the death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here, people that will continuously get into trouble and do bad things.
And if you research this a little bit and read some of the stories of what happened to some of these young people, some of it is just horrific. But President Trump continued at that White House event yesterday.
We call these brave Americans the angel families, angel moms, angel pops. These are the angel families. Your loss will not have been in vain. We will secure our borders, and we will make sure that they're properly taken care of. Eventually, the word will get out. We've got to have a safe country. We're going to have a safe country. And your loved ones are going to be playing and will continue to play a big part in it. You know that, right? You know that.
And that was the president speaking yesterday afternoon at the White House at the Angel Family event. And obviously so much to cover on this story. And we've just tried to present a different angle on it, maybe an angle that you hadn't seen or heard. Again, later on in the show, 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with the lieutenant governor from Texas, Dan Patrick, and some stats, some unbelievable numbers that are not being reported in the mainstream media. The focus solely on these 2,500 children and these families this week, basically ignoring the big picture. And, you know, another question I have is, who's got the answers? You know, all of the complaints from the Democrats this week, complaints from mainstream media. Do they have the answers? I haven't heard any answers. Do they have the solutions? What do we do about these problems? What do we do with an unaccompanied minor who comes into the country? What do? You turn him loose in the streets? Probably doesn't speak the language. What do? Who's got the answer? Not saying I do, but they certainly don't. What about teenage girls? They come up here. Maybe they don't have a family member. What happens to them? Do they end up being sex trafficked? Do the young men end up in gangs? Not because they're bad kids. I did work in Los Angeles in a nonprofit, and we worked in South Central Los Angeles. These are not bad kids to begin with, but if there's not a family structure, or if they're unaccompanied minors coming into the United States, the current gang members will enlist them. They'll make them feel welcome. They'll provide for them because they want to bring them into the gang. They're not bad kids to begin with, but they're looking for something, and they find it because the gang members know how to manipulate them. Nobody's talking about any of this stuff. All things to consider. 625 Saturday Morning Update.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with the promo code JOY. That's $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code JOY. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code JOY.
There are some things you can count on. Like that one friend who's happy to see you every time you come home. Or that one song, the one that gives you goosebumps, guaranteed. Or earning a great rate on your savings.
Simply open a 13-month CD from Citibank with a $25,000 minimum deposit, and you'll lock in a 2% annual percentage yield. That's a guaranteed return you can count on. Visit a Citibank branch to apply today. Citi, welcome what's next. Terms and conditions apply.
When you expect more, you get more. RoofingandMoreINC.com.
Roofing and more, what's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, there are other things going on in the news this week that certainly overshadowed. How about the Inspector General's testimony on Capitol Hill? Well, that was completely swept under the rug by the mainstream media, and we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that later on. Of course, you heard of the passing of Charles Krauthammer. We will talk with John Gizzi about the legacy of Charles Krauthammer coming up later on this morning. Other things going on around the globe, women are now driving in Saudi Arabia for the first time, and Tom Arnold, Roseanne's former husband, teaming up with Trump attorney Michael Cohen. This is a weird story we'll tell you about. Tom Arnold ain't no fan of Donald Trump either. And you may also have heard that Roseanne, the TV show, is coming back without Roseanne. The Conners? What? Anyway, it's all coming up. Saturday Morning Update News next.
It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says he's filing a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over the separation of children from their parents at the Mexican border. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee says the president lied to the American public.
Whatever he says, probably he will either change or wasn't true in the first place. And him trying to blame this on Congress, he said for weeks, I can't change this policy. What a bunch of hogwash. The next day, he held up his pen and he signed a confession that he had lied to the American people.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says it's searching nationwide for space on military installations that could be used to house migrants who've tried to cross into the U.S. illegally. Rhode Island Democratic Congressman David Cicilline says the United States should have never separated migrant children from their parents.
We have always been an example to the world. America spends billions of dollars around the world promoting human rights, and we've always been a beacon for human rights. And now our own government is engaged in monstrous behavior, ripping young babies from their mothers and now having some difficulty reconnecting them.
After taking a tour of a temporary immigrant children's shelter near the border in Texas, Senator Ted Cruz says he's concerned about unaccompanied children who are smuggled into the country.
Nobody who wants to be compassionate, who wants to be humane, wants to see kids brought in by human traffickers.
The man who's called himself President Trump's fixer for years may be working with actor Tom Arnold on a TV show aimed at exposing past audio recordings of the president. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
Michael Cohen retweeted a photo of him and the comedian that was first posted on Arnold's Twitter account Friday. That picture and Cohen's retweet has led to speculation by some that Cohen may have secret tapes of Trump and might be willing to share them. Arnold was on MSNBC and said,
Michael Cohen is going to take care of his family and his country first. That's all you need to know. Think about that.
I'm John Stolness.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Beltway Interloop just past the 270 spur. That's a stalled car there off of the right shoulder, primarily just onlooker delays. 695, the Southeast Freeway westbound, right before M Street Southeast. There's an accident there. It's off on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Heavy rain expected throughout the afternoon, increasing from a 30 to about a 60% chance. 86 for an afternoon high. Right now it's overcast, 68 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah. Zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-322-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/322. That's 855-322-NASA or nasafcu.com/322. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-322-NASA or click nasafcu.com/322. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
If you've been suffering from high blood pressure, hypertension, or type 2 diabetes, losing weight can help. If you're relying on cholesterol meds or need a CPAP machine to sleep, why not give EMP 180 Weight Loss a call to see how losing weight through healthy nutrition can change your life? This is Larry O'Connor, and it's been proven that many of the ailments that Americans take medication for can be reversed or eliminated through healthy weight loss. I've spoken to the staff at EMP 180 Weight Loss, and they have documented countless clients who've had their doctors take them off their meds because of EMP 180. A lot of it has to do with visceral fat surrounding your organs, making your heart work harder, making your whole body work harder, in fact. You'll lose weight and feel energized, even look and feel years younger. So get healthy for life. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and now Woodbridge. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Great to have you with us. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Politics intensifying this week as the 2018 midterms are approaching in November. We've talked recently about the Republicans being quite flush with cash, but there is a former Republican who could be sending a big check across the aisle.
Well, yes, indeed. And just to remind you how flush with cash the Republican Party is, they put out some new numbers this week that indicate that they have 15 times more money right now than the Democratic National Committee. This is the Republican National Committee. They have made more money, an unprecedented amount of money. And this is interesting because, of course, as you know, Republicans get a lot of press all the time. And currently, the GOP has just under $200 million in their war chest. This is only halfway through the year. They have 500 paid campaign staffers working for their midterm efforts. They've got them in 27 different states. And currently, the Democratic National Committee has $101 million in their till. And but all of that aside, yes, we know the Republicans have money, but guess what, Rick? Our old friend Michael Bloomberg has made a big announcement this week. Of course, we know he was former mayor of New York City. He ran for president. He has $51.8 billion to his name. He is currently the seventh richest person in America. And now Mr. Bloomberg has some big plans for the midterm elections, but it doesn't have anything to do with the GOP. To make a long story short, he is going to help the Democrats, in his own words, win back the House. This is what Mr. Bloomberg had to say in a statement. He said Republicans in Congress have had almost 2 years to prove that they could govern responsibly. They have failed. As we approach the 2018 midterms, it is critical that we elect people who will lead in ways that this Congress can't. He says, to be clear, I have plenty of disagreements with some Democrats, but I believe that we, the people, cannot afford to elect another Congress that lacks the courage to reach across the aisle, he said, and so I will support Democratic candidates who are committed to doing just that. So, takeaway, Mr. Bloomberg's going to fund the Democratic push to regain the House. It's going to be interesting because you know what? There are only 78 days left until the first ballots become available for the 2018 midterm. So this is creeping up a new dynamic to the big race, Rick.
One might speculate that maybe Mr. Bloomberg would be angling for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020.
Yes. Good point, Rick.
In doing show prep, you come across all kinds of stories and some interesting auctions coming up. Now, Elvis Presley's private aircraft is going up on the auction block in July. It needs some work, but if you want Elvis's private plane, it's all yours. But one coming up for another icon?
Yes, another Hollywood icon, in fact, and that is coming up today in Las Vegas at the incredible resorts, casinos out there. The Hollywood Icons auction is taking place on Saturday, and guess what one of the centerpieces is? From the Hollywood icon himself, President Trump. Now, think about that. They are going to be auctioning off Mr. Trump's 300-pound boardroom table from The Apprentice. It's estimated to bring $20,000, and also a collection of his personal desk accessories that he actually used, a leather blotter, stationery tray, pen holder, and note paper container. This is going to go to $6,000, they estimate. Also a red silk tie that he wore and two pairs of pimp links are expected to go for $600. And I think the very interesting thing is that they are referring to President Trump as a Hollywood icon. And the other items that are going to be going up on this sale, again, it's today in Las Vegas, a dress owned by Marilyn Monroe, a Superman costume worn by Christopher Reeve, and something that you would be interested in, Marlon Brando's 1969 Harley-Davidson FLH electric glide motorcycle will also be part of this collection.
Wow, that would be cool.
Yeah, indeed. And also, you know, some of the big items in here are the Star Wars DL-44 blaster from the Return of the Jedi. They're expecting that to command $500,000. Also, there's Hugh Hefner's satin pajamas, Charlie Chaplin's cane, Greta Garbo's cigarette case, John Wayne's tuxedo, Roseanne Barr's Statue of Liberty costume that she wore in her original series. All of this is coming from Julian's Auctions. It's a very interesting group. And, again, this is what Darren Julian, president, has to say about it. He said these pieces are touched by Hollywood legends, and they make an indelible mark on the lexicon of American pop culture. Again, this is Julian's Auction today. You can go peek at the boardroom table from The Apprentice.
Well, between Robert De Niro and Peter Fonda, not oodles of great news out of Hollywood this week. However, you do have one nugget.
Yes, I do have a nugget, and this is a reassuring one. We've had a lot of movies about Ronald Reagan over the years that were not exactly kind. They were, you know, sometimes very derogatory about our 40th president. Well, guess what? Reagan the movie has got a go-ahead. This is a movie project that has been years in development by a group of people that are determined to bring Ronald Reagan's personal story to the screen in the manner that it should be. And the big news this week is that they have signed Dennis Quaid to play Ronald Reagan. The storyline is described by the producers as a journey of a lifetime, the all-American story of the boy from Dixon, Illinois, who grew up to be president and changed a nation and the world. I did speak to one of the producers. This is Mark Joseph. He calls Ronald Reagan a rich and complex character, and we've worked hard to get it right. Dennis is the right man for the job. He's an optimistic guy like Reagan was, but there's also a depth to the body of his work, and he will bring that experience to the role. And some of the people associated with this, again, this is a major movie. It's got a $35 million budget. It's already got a solid international distribution deal in place and a very good pedigree, Rick. Some of the people that are working on this outside of Mark Joseph, he's the man behind the Chronicles of Narnia and The Passion of the Christ, of course, is the executive producer is Ralph Winter. And you will know him as the producer behind the X-Men series and the Star Trek series. So, again, these are our major players. The script itself is based on God and Ronald Reagan, and Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism by a Reagan historian named Paul Kengor. And, of course, they're saying the film portrays the life of one of the most consequential men in American history. He led a revolution for the things he believed in, an ordinary man with extraordinary vision who accomplished extraordinary things. Again, this is Reagan, the movie. You can visit the film at ReaganFilm.com. But, again, it's good news coming out of Hollywood for a change.
And I know they add new words to the dictionary from time to time, but 900 new words?
Oh, yes. Well, we're a very wordy species, I guess, and we need a lot of words to get our points across. But this week, the Oxford English Dictionary has quietly announced that it has added 900 new words to its collection of words. Again, this is the Oxford English Dictionary, kind of known around the world as the OED. And the 900 words, they meticulously have cited the origins, the way these words emerged, and also their new usage in culture and society and academia in general. And, you know, a couple of the words you know, oh, they're going to add binge watch and spoiler alert. That will appeal to people who watch Netflix a lot. The silent generation is a new phrase they're adding, and I'm not particularly fond of that term, but this is something that pollsters use to designate those folks over 65 and up. And they also, again, the Oxford English Dictionary advises that because marijuana has been legalized in a lot of states, they're kind of resurrecting a bunch of old hippie terms like sativa and kush, spelled with a K. And also some of the other words are microaggression. And they have four new designations, Rick, for romantic inclinations. And this includes aromantic. This is for people who reject romance. If you're curious about all this, it's at oed.com. And a very quick, tiny selection of the 900 new words. They include ant wacky, apoliticism, beamer, beer fest, energy vampire, energy dense, frictionality, GERD, hip-hoppy, hip-hop, imposter syndrome, jumbotron, precariat, self-fashioning, script doctor, teenagery, untogetherness, walkative, whataboutism, yes sir, and zeitgeisty. Again, 900 new words for us to think about, Rick.
Okay. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. We'll look forward to seeing those words in your articles over the next year. Thank you very much.
Sounds good, Rick. Thanks a lot.
6:45, Saturday morning update, WMAL. James Stanley's in the traffic center. What's going on, James?
Thanks, Rick. From the Adid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads through Gaithersburg. That's construction out on 270 northbound. It's right around Route 124. You're going to run into that till about Middlebrook. Here in the district, the National Capital Barbecue Battle is happening. It's an all-weekend event. Lots of lane closures, including Pennsylvania between 3rd to about 7th, 4th to Pennsylvania, Madison to 6th, between Constitution and C Street, and Constitution to about Pennsylvania over to 3rd. Pretty wide area, but it's going to be a lot of fun and good barbecue. Hey, we still have the stalled car on the Beltway Interloop just past Spur 270. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is the first week of summer, but you really wouldn't know it. We've got afternoon thunderstorms, high only 84 today. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 88. 20% chance of rain for Sunday. On Monday, partly cloudy, high 83. And partly cloudy Tuesday, high only to 81. Right now in Washington, we are at 68 degrees. We are heading to 84 this afternoon. And we're at 6:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's good to have you with us. And if you missed the testimony of the Inspector General who did the investigation into the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton matter, if you missed that testimony because you were working during the week, boy, did you miss some gems, let me tell you. And that was completely overshadowed by the major news outlets. And every Friday, CBS, the morning news with Gail and Nora and now John Dickerson, they do a recap of the news. And it's like a four-minute video highlight clip of the week. It wasn't one mention of the IG's testimony on the Hill. Big story. Somewhat overlooked that one, guys. Doesn't fit the narrative. But Trey Gowdy was questioning the Inspector General, and I just happened on it, and I watched this live. Trey Gowdy was amazing. He's a former prosecutor. Sadly, he is leaving the House of Representatives. He is not coming back. We are going to miss Trey Gowdy, and I just wanted to play you some of the highlights because this accentuates the problems at the FBI, the problems in the Hillary Clinton investigation, and what those problems, people like Peter Strzok, what that may have had an influence on the Trump investigation and the Russia investigation, the bias that Peter Strzok has shown. And Ray Gowdy, wow, he just had at it.
But I wonder, Inspector General, did you find any other FBI agents or FBI attorneys who manifest any animus or bias against President Trump?
We did.
How many?
We have found three additional FBI agents, as we detail in the report.
And were any of them working on the Russia investigation?
I'm sorry, let me just write two agents and one attorney.
Two other agents, one other attorney. Were they working on either the Russia investigation or the Mueller probe?
I believe two of the three were, but I'd have to just double check on that.
Now, remember, the Inspector General is not a politician. It's not a Republican investigator. He is the Inspector General. He is not biased. And Trey Gowdy continued. Gowdy was just brilliant.
The explanation I've heard is that the failure to prosecute was predicated upon their belief that there was not sufficient evidence of intent on her behalf. And I don't know where in the hell you would go to find better evidence of intent than interviewing the person who actually was doing the intending. And when you make up your mind that you're not going to charge someone, and you make up your mind that you need to not go in loaded for bear, and then you read the 302, and there's not a single damn question on intent, it is really hard for those of us who used to do this for a living to not conclude they'd made up their mind on intent before they even bothered to talk to the single best repository of intent evidence, which would be her.
Wow. And it went on. It was riveting. I mean, it was a lot of testimony that day, but Gowdy was just riveting.
Inspector General Horowitz, if one of your investigators talked about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok the way they talked about Donald Trump, would you have left them on the IG investigation?
No.
Did you ever have an agent when you were a prosecutor with this level of bias?
As I've laid out here, I thought this was completely antithetical to the core values of the department. And extremely serious.
And it seems the only people that care about this are conservative pundits, television talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts. Nobody else seems to care about this, but listen to this.
You used to be in a courtroom. You were on the side of the United States, and you worked for the Department of Justice. If someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends, and someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it even begins, what is more textbook bias than prejudging this investigation before it's over and this one before it begins? I am struggling to find a better example of outcome determinative bias than that. So what am I missing?
Wow. Just two more. But it's fascinating. And if you had seen this, live, it was amazing.
The power to prosecute, the power to charge, the power to indict is the power to impact reputations, is the power to deprive people of their liberty. It is the power, in some instances, to even try to take the very life of a citizen. And we give police and prosecutors tremendous powers. And with those powers comes a corresponding expectation of fairness and just dealing.
And the final clip that we're going to play from Trey Gowdy. Again, this was the testimony of the Inspector General on Capitol Hill earlier this week.
I've seen media efforts, and I've seen efforts from some, not all, but some of my Democrat colleagues to shift the burden of bias onto those impacted by that bias. That it is somehow the responsibility of those affected by bias to show how that bias negatively impacted them. What a dangerous shifting of the burden. It is not the public's job to prove the bias shown by the FBI did not influence decision making. It is the FBI's job to prove to the public that this manifest bias was not outcome determinative. And bias and fairness cannot coexist. And that is why no lawyer seated up here today would ever allow a biased juror to sit on his or her jury. And no citizen would ever allow a biased police officer or judge to work on any matter of any significance.
Now, if you've missed these Peter Strzok texts, real quick, I just want to run down a couple of them here and then bring you the update on the status of Peter Strzok, the investigation, and the Congress. Now, here's just a couple examples of the texts. And you know, there was another attorney at the FBI. They were in a relationship. Lisa Page, she's out now, but she was an attorney at the FBI. So she writes to Peter Strzok, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right?" Strzok comes back, no, he's not. We'll stop it. Okay, so that's in the text. So that's what that's one of the texts that maybe Trey Gowdy's a little upset about and wondering, gee, if you've got a lead investigator both on the Clinton matter and the Russia investigation with that kind of obvious bias, what influence did it have on those investigations? Well, the Congress would like to know. Peter Strzok did get subpoenaed yesterday. He is subpoenaed to appear before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee next week. It is part of the continuing congressional investigation in the Justice Department and the decisions made during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. 6:54 now, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
You can prepare for a correction intellectually, but projecting how you're going to feel when one actually hits is entirely different. Working with an advisor you trust, one who knows your unique financial needs and goals, can help you stay the course in emotionally trying times. This is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans, your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College. State University, Global Campus. Made for you. There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, the Cloud Computing Architecture Masters, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required, so get started today. Classes start July 5th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Calling all clean freaks. Now at Zips, you can get unlimited dry cleaning for $1.75 per garment during our closet cleanout sale. There's no limit, so clean out your closet and bring it all to the professionals at Zips and dry clean any garment for $1.75. Throw in any size comforter and we'll clean it for only $14.99. Just mention the closet cleanout. These amazing deals are only good through June, so don't miss out.
In by 9, out by 5, Zip, Zip, Zips.
It's the real deal.
Why not go like a pro this summer in a new GMC truck or SUV from Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt? And this summer, the savings are big on GMC Sierra trucks. That's up to $13,600 off select SLT crew cabs. You'll choose from one of the area's best selections of hard-working Sierra pickups. The savings are big this summer at Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt, exit 23 off the Beltway, or visit us online at ecapital.com.
Savings on select models must finance through GMC Financial.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
It's 6:58, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. You've heard a little back and forth between Tom Arnold and Michael Cohen this week, and we've got the latest. Now, you may have heard that actor Tom Arnold, that's Roseanne's former husband, he is not a big fan of Donald Trump. And he met Michael Cohen, of course, Trump's former attorney. And Tom Arnold went on CNN and said that he and Cohen were teaming up to take down the president. That was in a tweet. Then he went on CNN right after that. He tweeted a photo with Michael Cohen on Thursday with the caption, "I love New York." And Michael Cohen, though, is kind of a little distanced now from Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold had to walk some of it back. Tom Arnold said, Michael Cohen's got the tapes, and there was a sort of an implication that Tom Arnold would be getting those tapes out. He's working with Vice now. But Michael Cohen on Friday, distancing himself from Tom Arnold, Cohen writing in a tweet, while he appreciated Arnold's, quote, kind words about me as a great father, husband, and friend, The pair had what he characterized as, quote, a chance public encounter in the hotel lobby wherein he asked for a selfie. Not spending the weekend together, did not discuss being on his show, nor did we discuss the president, Cohen wrote, adding, done and ridiculous. So any of that speculation and hype that you heard around Tom Arnold this week, Michael Cohen seems to be shutting that down. We're coming up on the 7 o'clock news, back with John Gizzi, and we'll be talking with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick from Texas, and he will have some staggering information about the immigration situation, and you need to hear this. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is coming up, so stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.